This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analyzing every match in Qatar. Now that we've entered the semifinals, the drama continues to increase. Argentina has just beaten Croatia for their spot in the final. Let's head back to the car and let our experts break down the game.
So we have our first finalist of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 in Argentina after they beat tonight Croatia 3-0 in a pretty comprehensive win. Joining me in the car, Farid Mondragon, Dewey Char, Jurgen Klinsmann, Harry Lowe and myself, Chris Loxton. We are driving away from Lusail Stadium. We'll be back here very soon in a few days' time to watch the final. And Argentina will be there. But Dewey, let's first talk about Croatia. Obviously the semi, well, the finalists in 2018, losing to France. Here they're not going to make the final this time around, but look, I think they probably gave the performance, the best performance that they could do in this situation.
Yeah, it was a difficult game for Croatia. They started well, I think, the first 10-15 minutes. Modric, Brozovic and Kovacic had the control over the game and had ball position but in the important space between the lines, Argentina defended very hard and aggressive against the ball, and that was not easy to penetrate or find a way to create the chances. But they had the position and looks not bad, but then came the situation for the penalty. Yeah, I mean, Guardiola, he played a great tournament, but in this situation he just focused on Messi and he has to drop, but he stay on his position and then open the space between himself and Lovren, and the pass come in between these two guys and Alvarez make a great run and created the penalty. And after the penalty, they was not in the same shape like before, and then came again Argentina with full of energy and passion and scored a second goal. And after the second goal, I think was very difficult for Croatia to find back in the game. And the second half, Argentina stay with five in the back and four in the midfield, and then was very, very difficult to come find the space and penetrate and find the last the created the chances behind the last line from Argentina. And and when Argentina have Messi in a good shape, then it's for every team it's difficult. And in the third goal, I mean, Guardiola, he played a great tournament, but he's 20 years old, and Messi gave him a lesson today. I think the third goal was amazing what he did with Guardiola on the side and great assist against to Alvarez, and the game was over. And I mean, overall, Croatia played a good tournament. I think they had still the quality in the midfield, but not the quality to scoring the goals in the high level in the attacking line. And I think that was the biggest problem today. Yeah, congratulations to Argentina. And yeah, we will see what happened with Messi in the final.
And Jurgen, before we talk about the impact Messi and Alvarez had in the attacking line, something was pretty impressive, even in the last moments of the game there, how quickly and I suppose the spirit of the Argentinian team to get quickly back behind the ball and stay very compact.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting to see Argentina, how they improved game by game in this tournament. Obviously, they had a big disappointment in the first game with Saudi Arabia. Then they were very nervous playing that game against Mexico. Then Messi scored that goal that solved the game against Mexico. So they got kind of step by step into the tournament, got their results. Tonight we really saw a brilliant Argentinian performance, and also a fantastic way of their coach demonstrating that, you know, the system that he kind of put his team in tonight was the right system to face Croatia. He switched to a 4-4-2, so he kept the wings basically doubled, so that made sure that the Croatian wingers cannot go anywhere. So he closed the wings that way, and they played so aggressive and hard against the ball. Once they lost the ball, they were chasing the ball right away. In a couple of seconds, they win it back. And that gives a clear signal to your opponent that it's your game today. And then obviously, when you have a man like Messi and he's kind of showing up in a way that we know him since 15, 20 years to do that, it's a huge difference maker. But I think the entire team, Argentinian team, deserves a huge compliment. The way they played against the ball, did their defensive job, very aggressive. The spirit seems to be really high in this group of players. Obviously, after the penalty, kind of that was the moment where they really believed in it, that they're going to go into this World Cup final, and they added two more goals. And we saw a Messi show that is just kind of something that he can provide us. I have to mention, obviously, as a former striker, the work rate of Alvarez, not only scoring the two goals he did, you know, obviously, and also getting the penalty, but the work rate that kid provided tonight was unbelievable. He was running really for the entire team. He was running, doing defensive work a lot of, you know, for, he always looked around for Messi. You know, how can I kind of help him out? And it was a brilliant, brilliant team performance. Tactically, very, very smart the way they approached it. So, big compliment to Argentina.
Jürgen, interesting on Alvarez. From an attacking point of view, he produced half of Argentina's defensive line breaks in the first half. So, they finished with 8 defensive line breaks, and Alvarez had completed 4 of those. But off the ball, it's also reflected how hard he worked. So he topped the forced turnovers charts for all the players that participated in the game. So he was top with 10, and he also applied the most pressures on the opponent. So Argentina as well had 5 of the top 6 players in the game for pressures applied. But Alvarez in particular, he was topping our metrics that focus on the defensive work of the players there. So yeah, really good game from him.
And Farid, from a goalkeeping perspective, obviously some important moments tonight as well.
Yeah, I think the action from the penalty, I think, was determinant. It was a game changer. This is a very difficult action for the referee. It's a 50-50, honestly. If you give this PK, it's okay. If you don't give it, also it's okay, because it's a situation where the Livakovic and Julian Alvarez, they collapse in a 50-50 ball. We can understand the point of view of the referee, that Julian Alvarez has the ball and he's in the attacking position, but by the other side also, the goalkeeper didn't make an extra movement of his body. He just tried to put his body in front of Julian Alvarez, and that's it. But in any case, it's a close call. It's a very difficult situation, and we have to give the right to the referee that's on the pitch and very close to this action. And I think this was a game changer, not only for Livakovic but for Croatia. Then second goal, no chance. It's a very lucky action for Julian Alvarez, who still recovers the ball from two rebounds or two attempts of getting the ball outside the box from the Croatian defenders. And the third goal, it's a fantastic play of Messi. We all saw that. And when the ball comes from the outside to the inside in a short distance, Julian Alvarez with only one pass, putting a pass, literally a pass to the net at that distance with that pace, in that position, changing the position from the first post to the center of the goal, it's absolutely impossible. For Memi Martinez, very concentrated, going to search long and high balls, transmitting a lot of confidence, serenity, security. I think the World Cup for him, the World Cup final for him, arrives in an unbelievable and extraordinary moment, an extraordinary timing for him. His level from when the World Cup started to now, it has been increasing from less to a very, very high level now. And for him, for him and for Argentina, this is a very, very important and key point for to look forward to lift the cup at the end of the competition.
Thanks, Farid. Thanks, Duri. Thanks, Jürgen. Thanks, Harry. So what a final we have coming up. Tomorrow night we will see the winner then of France versus Morocco. One thing I will say is inside Lusail Stadium, the Argentinian fans are unbelievably well represented. The stadium is a stadium that holds the noise very, very well inside. So whoever they face, I know it's going to be an electric atmosphere in a few days' time. And we will see you back again tomorrow after the France versus Morocco semi-final.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.